playing a sorcerer right now. Right on the hot bar, we have a number of spells that we prepared. Just in looking at some of the changes we've made, a lot of it has to do with spell point costs. We've made some changes that give you a little more familiarity for players who are just coming in from other MMOs, might have a better understanding of how the spell point cost structure works. In the D&D rules, we were strict with how when you level up, the spells cost a certain amount, even though they didn't do an equal amount of damage and weren't as effective. But the result of that is that you end up sort of favoring just a couple of spells. So adding a little bit of variety to the gameplay, as well as just giving a better sense of what a value of a spell is, we've adjusted the prices in terms of spell point cost.
That makes sense.
So look at something that that does decent damage, but only affects one monster at a time. 25 points spell cost. Looking over at Cloud Kill, which is an area of effect. That one costs a little bit more. This one has a base of 35. That's Wall of Fire. But you can also add meta magic and basically increase the power of the spell. So we've got it boosted up quite a bit with different types of support, and it's actually 57 points. So we can actually effectively change the value of the cost of the spell based on the amount of damage it actually does. And that actually also tells you, how useful it is compared to something that costs you maybe as low as 4 points, where you're just going to do little bits of damage and you can use it quickly but use it a lot, as opposed to something that's going to be a nice one hit. So you'll get to see us demo that. We'll take you through one of the dungeons.
Okay.
And I'll do that. And Ian will narrate.
All right, so this our adventure pack is a level 15 adventure pack, basically horror themed. And it features monsters from the plane of Zoriat. And right now we're jumping into the very first adventure. And the whole story behind this is that there are people going missing all over the place. Children, people disappearing all over, everywhere, people going crazy. Some weird stuff is happening. And you start off by talking to this newspaper reporter, and you're trying to help him track down what's going on. And all he can basically tell you that there's this warforged with a hat that has been seen around and is being associated with what's going on. So he's your first suspect. At the same time, there's other sort of side quests you can do. You talk to this person here, and he's basically worried about all the crazy people that's around, and we need to collect them. So he's asking you to put this mark of madness on any crazy people you happen to come across. So that's just an optional objective that you can do. So, and sure enough, we come across a person who's clearly a little bit loony right here. So we're going to apply our mark of madness to them. We are going to go try to find the location of this mysterious warforged guy with a hat. Oh, and there looks to be a warforged type character who just ran away there. And yes, he was indeed wearing some sort of hat. So he's behind the locked gate. So first thing we have to do is kind of figure out how to open that gate. And oh, look, we found the lever that opens that gate. How convenient. Right. Let's run back. Let's go through that gate. Find that guy. It's a very spooky atmosphere. What we can't really hear because the sound isn't really on right now is there's a lot of really cool sound effects. Our designers have done a really nice job at the atmosphere. But we sort of followed him to this mansion. Of course, we're getting attacked by these thugs over here. We have to deal with them first. Maybe a little cheaty help will go a long way. Or you can burn them. Burning's always fun. We've got this guard here in front of this mansion. And he won't let us in to see this guy who's named Mr. Smythe unless we have some evidence. So looks like we have to go collect some evidence of this Warforged guy. Eric's running over here. Oh, we have another crazy loony person over here. We're gonna apply the Mark of Madness. And we're gonna enter.
10 left behind, so.
Well, let's enter this this school area over here. And as we enter over here, we see there's, this is a little eerie here. There's this schoolmaster just kind of standing around, and he seems to be talking to children, but there are no children around. So you talk to him, and yep, he says, the children are being so great, so quiet, but there's no children here, you say. And he goes, but they're so quiet. So obviously he's a little crazy. So we've marked him as a loony, and we notice that there's a schoolmaster's attendance book here, and we pick it up, we find a little scrap of paper in there that kind of says there's a bill of sale that the school children have been sold to this Mr. Smythe character. So I think that's kind of evidence. Let's go back to Mr. Smythe's mansion and show the guard the evidence, and we'll see what we can do. When we do that, the guard in fact lets us in. Of course, you know, there's other mini events that go on before that, but we're just going to jump ahead. We're going to go confront Mr. Smythe, and sure enough, there he is, running back over here. Let's get a close-up look at him. And he's not just a Warforged wearing a hat. That's a beholder that's sitting on top of a Warforged body. And as we listen to his dialogue over here, he's a beholder wearing a Warforged costume, which he's now about to ditch because it's not exactly comfortable. So we look at this tiny little beholder, which is a new beholder. It's a Chaos Beholder. First time we've had a Chaos Beholder in the game. And in fact, he restores his natural size, and he's pretty fierce looking. And this particular beholder has some company here. We call the Taken. This is a brand new monster for DDO and a brand new monster for Dungeons & Dragons that we've actually created. These are like flesh renders. They're made up of miscellaneous body parts. You can see that one of his feet there is actually an arm. And so there's all these body parts molded together. I bet it has something to do with all the missing people that have been, you know, going missing. So we now have this battle where we're trying to get rid of these little flesh render cronies. Try to beat this Chaos Beholder. And that's basically more or less the first quest where you're trying to take care of this this beholder. So we can actually just skip out of here and probably just jump ahead a few more quests to the finale in the adventure pack.